Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Gary Ellerson is here. He is here in the Lakeland University studios with online learning and seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Leroy Butler here as well. The only place you're going to find two former Green Bay Packers on your radio dial each and every day during the week, and especially day after games, is right here on the Big Show Network. Thanks for tuning in. Today, Rob Reichel, Forbes and Connolly Media, will join us coming up in about 90 minutes. We'll talk to Rob. Looking forward to talking to him. It's been a while. See what he thinks of this Packers team right now after they have won now five straight games in a row. 24-14 over the Chicago Bears here on a Green and Gold Monday. Gary, I don't know if anybody saw them winning five in a row after the way they started out against the New Orleans Saints in week one.
Well, I mean, I think you thought that they could. I mean, I think if you look at the Saints game, they just didn't come to play. I mean, we thought this was a better football team. I just thought the Packers early on, they had a lot going on this offseason, and maybe all that caught up with them during the first game. And most certainly whatever they had going on offseason didn't help the cause. And so, and really, I think with the way the NFL is structured right now, Steve, I think you'll see a lot of teams probably play well later because you really have no preseason. I mean, none of these guys played at all during preseason. I think you've got to play some kind of football with your team during the preseason in order to get off to that good start. So, still, I think the Packers are an ascending team. If you look at them right now, they have a lot of injuries, so hopefully they can get some of these guys back and they can continue to play well.
I don't think we're going to see this again next year. I don't. From LaFleur, he's going to play his starter some.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that week one thing taught him something because he even said that, what was it, last week with Albert Breer, I think it was the piece on Monday Morning Quarterback and SI, saying that really felt like a preseason game and that he's going to have to rethink kind of how they do things. I don't know how much they'll play, but I bet you they'll play a little something somewhere in that three-game schedule, would be my guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think he is on the side of caution of not getting players hurt.
Because of health, right.
They got so many guys hurt right now. And I think that if he looks at that, he goes, see, that's why we didn't play preseason. And that's why I'm not playing these guys in preseason.
And the Packers do have a ton of injuries, as we've talked about, right? So Bakhtiari is able to start practicing again this week. Rodgers made it sound like he expects Bakhtiari to start practicing this week. So we'll see if that happens. So that would be good to get your left tackle back, because that allows Jenkins to go back to left guard where you want him to play at. But now Josh Myers is hurt, and we don't know how long he's going to be out. Matt LaFleur talked about that after the game yesterday.
I don't think it's going to be a season ender, but we'll continue to look at it. Certainly that was ultimately that was a bad play call by me for us not blocking the nickel off the edge, and that's what caused that. So I feel bad about that.
Tell me again, how many times have you heard any coach, and including any coach that has ever coached you, Gary Ellerson, ever at any point, and Leroy, both of you, ever say, I got that guy hurt because of a bad play call? I've never heard of that in my life.
Oh, yeah, I have.
You've heard Holmgren say in a press conference, I got that guy hurt because of a bad play call?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
3 or 4 times, especially in the meeting. Hey, man, bad call. Put on me.
So a player got hurt because of his play call.
Well, you don't.
I've never heard that.
A guy getting hurt.
No,
but
you
say that probably wasn't, because I'm looking at analytics and the eye test don't match. They're normally not in cover 2.
Right.
They normally would not be in cover 2. So I call a play, assuming they're going to be in cover 4.
Right.
And it's a cornerback, Boucher. We call his name Boucher.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Fuller for Minnesota.
Yes.
Antonio Freeman coming across.
Was there a defensive back? Right?
He's supposed to be gone. Yeah, defensive back. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be gone. Like gone, like following the receiver. He runs the receiver and comes back. Freeman don't even see him. I mean, took him out. It's on me. Based on that formation, I'm thinking they wouldn't be in that coverage. But, hey, man, they get paid too. So it happens. So actually, I like the honesty.
I love it. But I don't remember hearing anybody
ever
do it. No,
because coaches, and I've had it happen too, but I don't know if in that said that I got hurt, but I was a great cutback runner in college. And they would throw the pitch.
I like when you talk that talk.
They throw the pitch. I could always find that seam to cut back. Well, our coaching staff got smart.
Uh-oh.
They then tried to do a pitch play, but tried to have me to cut in this hole every single time. And I couldn't do it. It didn't work for me that way. Mm-hmm. And they thought they were just being smart to call a cut. And the name of the play was cutback 41.
Mm.
And they thought they were going to be smart to give me a place to go, a landmark.
Trying to help you.
Yeah, a landmark to go. And it never worked. We tried it for 2 games. Coach McClain got up and says, you know what? We just going to run the play like we always ran it. We're not running that play no more. It doesn't work. Sorry, we try to be the smartest guy in the room. So sometimes your coaches do understand, and sometimes they do try to be the smart. They try stuff. I mean,
they try to help you. They don't try to hurt you.
They try to experiment. Sometimes it don't always work.
Sometimes you call a blitz, and Mike Pryor stuck on Jerry Rice.
Oh, my
That's
God.
On me. It's on me.
Prayers to heaven if that happens.
I've got
to
get
it's on me.
I got to get a phone call with you. That Leroy, I'm glad you said that. So I'm up. We're up at by the lake up there, Leroy. What's the name of the place for the NFL
Rapids?
Alumni? No, NFL alumni. Oh, while the boys come back. What's the name of the hotel?
Oh, Sheboygan.
There? Sheboygan.
Blue Harbor.
Blue Harbor. I got Tiger Green. I got Mark Lee. And they playing the 49ers. And some kind of way, Tiger got stuck on Jerry Rice.
It happened.
He wasn't supposed to be. Mark Lee was supposed to bump down and get it. Tiger's trying to say, you need to come get him now. Mark Lee said, no, you can take him.
Grow up.
I got it over here. Mm-hmm. I got, what's the cat name, Leroy?
Taylor?
Yeah, I got Taylor.
Yeah.
They don't motion Jerry in the slot. And Tigers was a strong state, so he's coming down, covered his lot. So, yeah, that stuff, that's just funny.
So what happened?
Tiger had to cover Jerry Rice.
So did he do it, or did he give up a big play?
No, he didn't give up a big play, but he didn't want to do it.
Sometimes you what we call survive the down.
Yeah, right. he didn't want to do it.
Survives. Yeah, I just like our coach that's honest with me.
It's funny that Tiger Green still remembers that to this day.
Oh, man,
that
they had a huge blow up. It was funny. It was so funny. Willie Buchanan said, I just would have called a timeout.
I got off of that.
I'd rather have a timeout than a touchdown.
Right.
Willie Buchanan looked at Tiger, why didn't you just call a timeout? He goes, I don't know, man. We just rolled.
Ran it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, what did you take away from yesterday's Packers win? What did you take away from the win yesterday against the Bears? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Badgers, they actually won against Army over the weekend.
Those guys are not good, man. Your life is full.
They are not.
But you have this feeling you are meant for more. But what if you could finish your bachelor's degree while working and managing your busy life? With UW-Madison Online, you can find a path to a brighter future through a fully online program. They'll be there to help you every step of the way. Don't settle for less when you're meant for more. Learn more at online.wisc.edu.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
You know, really proud of our group to overcome a lot of injuries. This is a really quality football team, a playoff caliber team in the Chicago Bears, and it's always tough when you go into somebody else's home, you know, division rival, and it wasn't pretty early, and that's a credit to the Bears. I mean, that is a good football team. It's the best defense we've seen, and just more than anything, just really proud of our guys.
Are they, though? Are they a good football team?
Yeah,
that's the thing. Are they really a good football team?
They are.
Matt LaFleur says they are. I don't know,
man. They're good. They're good defensively.
I feel like they're like a 500 team.
Yeah, and that's pretty good.
But they're not.
And you know, and if it plays out, if they go 9-8, they'll be in the playoffs.
Maybe.
Yeah.
17 games. Now, who knows what the win total will be, but right. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, 9 games. Yeah, if they can get 9 games, that might get them in the playoffs.
Might be. Hey, don't forget to rise, shine, and dine for just $1.99. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run. Don't walk to Wendy's in the a.m. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price participation may vary. Packers get the win 24-14 over the Bears. Asking you, what was your biggest takeaway from last night's game or yesterday's game over the Chicago Bears? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. No guests this hour, so all you, me, Gary, and Leroy, let's chat. Experience online car buying right now on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Also, you can tweet us at Big Show Network. Mike the Painter, you're first up on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning there, Big Show. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, thanks
for calling. What I took away was that this makeshift line that we put together opening up some really big holes for these guys, and our two running backs are just plowing ahead. And that was a pretty good front seven that we went up against, and
we
got some really good running yards against them, and that's what really helped us win that game yesterday was running the ball and running it consistently.
Mike, you make a great
point.
That's
where I'm at.
Thanks for the phone call. And here's what I like about Matt LaFleur. You can run it and lose 2 yards. You can run it, maybe get three. You can run into a pile and fall. Just keep doing it. And I think that's the reason why you can set up certain things down the line. Just run. Because you could probably say to yourself, self, Royce Newman is a better run blocker than pass blocker.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You could say to Runyon, to that left side, he gets a great push. But some of the misdirection stuff, maybe I shouldn't call that. No, I'm going to call it anyway. They got to learn. They're babies. They got to learn. And Aaron Jones is just, sooner or later, you felt like he's going to get he was a problem.
He's going to get you 25 or 30 yards,
He just was a problem. And then A.J. Dillon in the fourth quarter, they didn't want to tackle him. Man. That guy was running, you know, his leverage over his pads. It's just a good 1-2 combination to win games like this. And because that's a slow track anyway, because they got the long grass. Thick. So a good running game can really wear down. But I think a couple things that LaFleur did that I thought was very – I don't like using the word innovative because it's like a trigger word for certain people that can call plays that work. The same people so innovative call plays that don't work if we don't use that word, so I'll put that to the side. But the touchdown to Alan Lazard, you basically look in your book and say, what do I run for front four that loves to pass rush on the goal line or like to blitz?
It's this play right here that LeRoy is talking about.
On third and goal, Jones comes in motion, flipped ahead, into the end zone, touchdown! It's Alan Lazard and a shovel pass from Rodgers. How about that design?
I like courtesy of Fox.
Hadn't seen it on film. But they saw something similar, but that was the one Devontae came and went back, and he threw it to him, and he scored. So they flip-flopped it, and with different – Alan Lazard, you're thinking, well, he's not going to get the ball. He's just a blocker. Perfect. Like, because these guys, when you – to the front side, if you're blitzing the quarterback or if you're rushing the quarterback, if nobody blocks you, you're supposed to slow down. It's what you call slow to go. If they didn't block you, it was a reason. In the pros, you very rarely come – untouched on the outside.
We used to call that on the offensive end. We should run a play called tackle influence.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we let him go.
Just let him go.
And we run right up behind him. He don't even know why we let him. Don't even block him. Just let him go.
Gary's 100% right. That's why we put in slow down.
Yeah.
Because what Gary said is true. They run right. Well, no one blocked
right up the field because no one blocked
you, and the runner just ran past you. So go and just take it easy. Right. So in that front four, they're going to get a lot of that.
But you got to know a guy that would do that. Real quick with that, they ran – when we talk about Matt LaFleur's offense, we always talk about what plays build on top of each other.
Right, yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, they ran that play. They ran that play with Aaron Jones, but with no Alan Lazard coming away. I mean, that was a run play that they had ran already. And that was a run play they had already ran on film.
Right.
But they never ran it with the shovel pass on top of it. So that gives you an inside look. And when we talk about plays built on top of each other, that is a perfect example of run plays that they have that build on top of another play that they were able to execute. So it's incredible.
Is Gary Ellerson, LaRoy Butler, Steve Sparky Fiverr. What did you take away from yesterday's Packers win? Dial it up, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Ty in Miami, Florida, listening on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it today. What's up, Ty?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, man, listen, man. I love the grittiness, man, that win yesterday, man. I love the attitude, the 12, man. I still own you. It was a real gritty win, man. I think the Packers showed their heart, man, yesterday. But I kind of agree with Sparky, man. I don't know if the Bears are a good team. You know, even with us being in this injury zone, I think, you know, obviously when you got 33, 12, and 17 out there, man, you're going to have the advantage on a team like the Bears. But I think we're going to learn a lot about the Packers, man, going into Arizona next week. That's really going to show you what this team is. But we still got the injuries that's going to play a factor in that game as well. But if they can come out and show some heart in that game against pretty much the best team in the NFC, then, you know, I think we could be like, okay, this team is on the right track because they're going to get healthy at some point. And when they get healthy, if they play with that kind of heart, they're going to be a dangerous team.
Yeah, they're going to be very dangerous, T.Y. Thanks for the call.
I want to get Leroy here real quick. Leroy, what's going on with Kenny Clark? I mean, we have not seen this kind of dominance out of him in a stretch like he's having.
And he came up huge yesterday right in the fourth quarter, up 10.
Closed the door.
Here's the play.
They're down 15. Packers bringing an extra man. Fields in trouble, and sacked again by Clark again. He did the one thing you really couldn't afford for him to do, and it drives him all the way back to the 48-yard line.
I like courtesy of Fox.
Mm-hmm. Well, based on what I see, and I think everybody look at it differently. He's benefiting because Dean Lowry has been amazing.
See, go there. So that would mean that Lowry, Lancaster, and Kiki are playing better than most people think.
That's a true fact. Lowry walked to the guard and the tackle, the double team, back to the quarterback. We've never seen him do that. It was always the one-on-one. When Kiki comes in, they're pointing to that. That's the pass rusher of the interior.
Of the interior guys.
So now, wherever you bring pressure, all Kenny Clark does is get in that crease and just keep going upfield. And some of it's too, you got to be lucky because sometimes a quarterback, they'll see 97 and they'll just avoid you. But he's a rookie. He don't know 97 got that kind of burst. Stop playing with me. When they gave him that contract, everybody, hey, he's not Chris Jones from Kansas City. He's not Aaron Donald. I'm not asking him to be none of those guys. I'm asking him to be who he is.
This is the closest he's been to those guys ever.
But if those guys are not playing the way they, especially against passing downs, so I would give Lancaster the generics, as I always say. The people that won't get the headline, they're playing out of their minds. And once you see that on tape, these guys are playing very good. Lowry could have had two more sacks. He had him in his grasp.
Yeah, he did.
Stepped up, and guess who was right there waiting for him? And 97 chased him and got him. It works like that. So, you know, shout out to both defensive and offensive linemen coaches. Mm-hmm. They've been platinum.
And you and Jalen Smith doesn't know what he doesn't know at this point. Like, and I saw some people on Twitter, you know, talk, well, I don't know what this guy's going to do. Right now, they're in a situation where they're trying to figure out where he fits in this defense. And it's going to take a minute or two for them to find him a role in his defense.
Yesterday, we had a poll question in the Green and Gold postgame show presented by Lakeland University. Gary and I were talking about who should be the MVP. It's brought to you by Van Horn Automotive. And we were going back and forth. And I said, well, to me, it's probably Aaron Rodgers, maybe Aaron Jones. I go, it's probably one of those two. And Gary brought up Kenny Clark. I said, I don't know, man. Kenny Clark.
Platinum.
Right. So he wanted a poll question. So we put a poll question on Big Show Network. It's still up right now if you want to vote for a little while longer. Who is your MVP of the Packers win over the Bears? Kenny Clark receiving 54.8% of the votes. Aaron Rodgers, 30% of the votes. Aaron Jones, just short of 15% of the votes.
Especially when the head coach, who's the winningest coach under 30 games and around 30 games, says that when he saw him on a knee, he almost threw up.
Yes. Or their defense is torched if they lose him. They've lost all their other premier players.
Yeah. I mean, 59 Pro Bowler at pace, 97 Pro Bowl pace. Mm-hmm. But again, he has been so bad, but he don't want the headline. He ain't got no dance. He just go to the sideline. It's like Barry Sanders. Remember Barry Sanders?
Yeah. He's very unassuming.
Barry Sanders apologized. He crossed me up like Allen Iverson. Almost tore both my ankles.
He said he was sorry.
But he fell on that turf monster. Got him.
Did he look back and say, "I'm sorry, Leroy"?
Sorry, Roy Lee. I say, oh my, I love this guy. I say, just don't show that on SportsCenter.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, six or seven times, too, every time you fall down.
And he took us for 80 in the next carry.
Let's go to Justin in North Carolina, listening on the Odyssey app. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Leroy. What's up, Justin?
Yo, what's happening, man? Hey, look, I went to the game yesterday in Chicago, man.
Nice.
Dog, them fools up there in the crowd, I understand why Roger said what he said. The man walks on the field and he's berated. And I'm talking about homophobic slurs.
Oh, yeah.
Curse word. So I tell him I effing own you too. If you sitting up here yelling this stuff and that ugly woman that gave that man that double birds, I'm not saying she ugly by looks, Leroy, but that's an ugly thing to do. And
oh, facts. Okay, I like when you clean that up. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man, you know, that's an ugly thing, bro. I got one question for you, but on the game, hey, we dominated them boys. We did what we supposed to do, and we got to do it next week against Washington. Anytime, I learned from you and Gary, anytime we win a football game, it's a hell of a win. It's a wonderful win. And we just got to keep doing that all year round. Now, my question for you and Gary, because y'all played a different era, and Gary, y'all had some real hateful stuff going on, y'all. What's the worst thing that y'all had said to you or done to you when you guys were in Soldier Field? And hopefully, Sparky, I'll stop by and see you tomorrow, man.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Go Bucks. Good.
See you, Justin.
I tell you what, my son, well, it's not my son. It's just funny. Nick Collins. I love the guy. He's a Christian young man.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
He's faith. He's a platinum person. Forget about the player. Mm-hmm. Soldier Field was rough to him, rough, and he reacted, and they fined him for it. I mean, they were saying some racial stuff and giving him, gestures and stuff, and he did it back. And that's why they tell you, hey, man, just keep it moving. And you beat him with the scoreboard. But what Rodgers did, and he did the belt? What? Playing with me. I was glad. Take it. I own you. I was glad he didn't say this, though. I was hoping he said this. This my house.
Yeah, that's what he could have done. He could have, yes.
That would have burned.
Could have. Rodgers talking about what problem did he yell that whole own you thing after that's the game, right. After that touchdown. To make it 24-14. In fact, before I do that, let's play that highlight one more time. Here's Rodgers scoring that touchdown.
One more time.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. And Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score. Right on cue, Joe.
Yeah, Rodgers losing his ever-loving mind. Now, he claims he blacked out during that whole moment in time, but he does remember what prompted him to lose his ever-loving mind. This is how it played out.
Sometimes you black out on the field. in a good way. I definitely blacked out from a concussion, which isn't a good way. I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me the double bird. Well, I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
So there you go.
He right about that real quick. He right about you do blackout because when you hit a last second shot, basketball, you don't know what you're going to do.
It just happens.
You're like outside your body watching yourself. And then when you come back to reality, you're like, I just did that. And it's like only players would know if they did like – now, if you score a touchdown, you do that all the time. But sometimes the emotions of, I have a dream that this happened. I had a dream at Soldier Field. I scored a touchdown, and it happened like this. When that happens, you don't even remember. And I asked the therapist about it. I said, is this true? Is this the mental part of, like, games? She said, no. She said, it's not only is it true, but you actually, for, like, seconds, you forget what you've said sometimes in arguments. Mm-hmm. You're so mad you just said something.
Yeah, you go. Yeah.
You know, I apologize. Mm-hmm. But in sports, you say you do like this, because I'm like, you know, I love Simone Biles. If she hits like a perfect 10 or these jumps, and then she, for that one moment, she's like, this is awesome. And then the girls say, why did you do that? What did I do? Oh, you did some little dance thing. So Aaron's right about that. And it's a lot go into that. The emotion, that may be his last game at, you know, playing there, of scoring on that, and the crowd is saying all this mean stuff to you and weird stuff, and you were able to do that with your teammates. You just yell out stuff. So I understand that very much so.
Okay, I wanted to hear from you. What did you take away from yesterday's Packers win? Still lots and lots to get to. We haven't gotten to yet. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Gary, what's your biggest takeaway when you go to the jewelry center?
I will say that the service. And I think when you walk in the door, I think the family atmosphere that you feel. I think you take away how genuine the people are that are there to assist you, to help you with anything that you want to buy within their store. And you feel that when you walk in the store. You feel that from the customers that are already there before you get there. And you feel it from the salespeople that are there to assist you, to help you buy anything that you like to buy in their store. And listen, if you don't want to go into that store, because a lot of people don't, you go to shoptjc.com. And very interactive at shoptjc.com. And at that website, guys, you can buy just about anything you want to buy within their store. And if you want to get the best possible price on any piece of jewelry, it's going to be at the Jewelry Center. And guys, call him up today. Call the owner. His name is Dean Murray. Three locations locally, 76 in Layton Plaza in Brookfield off Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. The third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, just don't take my word for it. You guys go to shoptjc.com or visit one of their local stores in the Milwaukee area. And then ask for the owner. His name is Dean Murray.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Play action again. Rodgers giving all day. Underneath again, Jones. A stiff arm to get free. Aaron Jones into the end zone. Touchdown. Boy, just threw Gibson off him and then accelerated for the score.
How good is Aaron Jones? That was pretty good right there. 17-7. That made the Packers lead there in the third quarter. And he's a great guy.
Steve don't like that.
And well, he's a great
Steve, let me
guy.
Get to Justin ask about the stadiums and difficult to play at. And that. First time in Soldier Field, and that's before the renovation.
What year was this?
84, 85, maybe. Okay. That was before you had the colonnades and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we were talking about our show last week, you know, is there still some juice? Is there still a rivalry?
Right.
And all of a sudden, it looks like the Bears fan was feeling a type of way. And for this particular game, they were hyped up. I mean,
yeah,
you can tell. I don't know if they felt like they had a chance to win, or but they had that crowd, is, from what I heard, was a very, very tough crowd. Walking out there, they used to have a great over top of where we come out. And I can remember Forrest says, hey, boys, get your helmets on. So we walked through the grate. They were just dumping beer all over us, right, as we were walking through. On top of our helmets, so it goes all over your jerseys, everywhere. We're walking through, and they're banging on the thing, and we come out. I think it was one of the few times that I felt like, damn, this feels like a gladiator type thing that's going to happen here. Like, this
no
is,
doubt.
Right, this is like, because you had the colonnades, you know, that's when you could see the colonnades and all that kind of stuff. It was a very historic place. It was Monday night, first time. I was like, oh, my God, this is what Caesar and all them jokers felt like. Where the Lions at? They coming? That's a tough place to play. Philadelphia is a tough place to play. Raiders, they're kind of nuts, a tough place to play. Is there any other, Leroy?
Cleveland.
The old dog pound.
Municipal Stadium.
Yeah.
It was a tough place to play.
Yeah. Memorial or Municipal, whatever,
well,
Cleveland.
I hate to.
Crowd-wise.
I hate to trigger Steve on this one, but the Cowboys cutout ceiling was pretty tough. place to play.
But how was the crowd though?
The crowd was.
See their crowd when that their crowd was just. Mm,
yeah, it was rough.
Was it? Their yeah, crowd was just rough. Okay. Well, this is later in some years, but when you guys were doing it, was their number one adversary.
Well, the worst crowd had to be Philly. I mean,
right? Philly is the worst crowd. Philly, Chicago rivals that though to me.
Well, I don't know what year it was, but Urban Fryer was the wide receiver, so whatever year that was. Mm-hmm. But we're going in on the bus, and I'm thinking to myself, it's rough in Philly because my nephew lives there now. That's the one I don't like. And he's like, when I'm texting him, you can see he understands that, you know, Philly is different, but whatever reason. So there, we're going in on the buses. All of a sudden I hear stuff. They're throwing stuff at our buses. I didn't know what it was, but they had Ziploc bags and it was sticking to our bus. And I was like, why are they throwing like apple juice at our bus? The guy said, that ain't no apple juice. I said, so you telling me a guy went somewhere, did this in a bag, sealed it up and thrown it at the visitor's bus?
Did the number one in the bag and threw it.
And you know what he told me? He said, Leroy, it's one of your favorite words, allegedly, is that. Right. Maybe it is. But that was a rough play. It would shake our bus. Like, you know, like shake your bus. Mm-hmm. Like a riot. I'm like, you're not scaring us. I mean, so that was a rough place to play.
Detroit was weird.
Detroit to me was awesome.
Was weird in that fights everywhere in the stadium, but they're
between fans.
Yeah, they're fighting each other.
Really?
Speaking of that,
the own team.
Yeah, they're just fighting each other.
Did y'all see the video that went viral last night on the Vikings and Panther fans in the concourse area fighting?
No.
Oh my God. Like
where was that game at?
Carolina. And
they got that win. The Vikings went down and got that win.
It appeared that it was some drunk old dude, gray hair, taller, kind of bigger dude.
Talking crap.
Running his mouth to a bunch of Panther fans.
Uh-oh.
Dude, all of a sudden some dude gets tackled and brought down.
Right.
And then later on Twitter you realize it's an undercover cop who fessed up that was me that did that. Mm. So brought him down. One chick got like knocked out from another chick, just pop, boom, down she went. It was crazy. Yeah. The dude with the gray hair got smacked twice. Mm. Didn't get knocked out, but got hit pretty hard.
And
there were multiple videos. People were video. I don't know. I'm guessing Vikings fans running his mouth, but I have no idea. John in Jersey, listening on the Odyssey app. You're next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, Leroy, Gary, Sparky. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Listen, just two things. You're talking about the venues.
Yes.
I went to see, when Leroy was playing, I went to see the Packers and the Eagles at the old Vet in Philly.
Yep, yep.
And my friend's a Cowboy fan. He said, John, don't wear your Packers stuff. Don't do it. So I didn't, right? Thank God. I get there with him, walking through the parking lot, and these people are, I don't want to say the words, but I'll give the initials, MFing these little kids that were like 12, 15 years old with Packers stuff on. Threatening them and everything, walking through the, you know, they were tailgating, walking through to get to the seat, you know, to the stadium. I was like, these people are out of their mind. I mean, I'm from New Jersey. We're tough here, but they're ridiculous. They're ridiculous. Well, real quick, the other thing is, hey, Leroy, what are we going to do with the special teams? I mean, when you were playing, our special teams were great. Because you know why, Leroy? Why were they great when you played? We had depth.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about that? What are we going to do? It's going to get worse and worse.
The coverage unit.
Oh, man, that's why. Thanks for the phone. That's why I love our listeners and our callers. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even have a show. That's amazing that you would care about that. Most people say, oh, you won, and we talk about, you know, headlining things. The coverage units are suffering because of all of the injuries. You got a guy like Douglas. And you got some of these other guys, they just got here a week or two. Now they have to learn the bass, okay, the nickel, all the sub packages.
Oh, you got Black out there that are not playing. Yeah.
Right. I like Black. I got a thing I'm doing on him this week. You got to learn all this stuff and special teams. So it's a lot. So the special teams will get better when the guys, you push those guys back to special teams when all the starters
all
come back.
Yeah.
So you may see that. But Garmin, at the end of the day, bend, don't break.
Yep.
You may get a 35-yard return. Don't let it be 100 for a touchdown. So you got to almost accept that. Because remember, these guys are backups for a reason, right? We agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't disrespect guys if they make – they're not supposed to make all-pro plays. You know, like I know a lot of people pile on 24, they pile on 29. You know, like these guys at the bottom of the roster for a reason. They're like in the NBA, every guy on the NBA, the 12th guy, 11th guy, when they play, you see why.
Sure.
They're not like the all-pro guys, but you want to have a guy that at least do your job and just come through in the when you need them.
All right, let's take another one. Steve in Random Lake, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy. What's up, Steve?
Random Lake, what is that?
Hey, Sparky, how are you? Hi,
good.
Guys, how you doing?
Good.
Kudos, I want to give kudos to Gary Ellerson. Gary, you hit it on the button on your show, on the show after the game yesterday. You said something about LaFleur scheming. You said exotic. All the networks, I was watching the networks early this morning.
That was Steve that said that. It wasn't Gary, it was Steve.
He's messing with you.
I'm kidding.
I thought it was Gary. Steve, and then it was Steve.
No, it was Gary. It was Gary. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah. Well, at any point, they're talking about how he schemes it, and every week it's a different scheme, but it's the same play, but it's a scheme differently. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful. It's poetry. One of the things is that it's almost like poetry in motion. And NFL Network talked about it. Florio talked about it on Pro Football Talk. He said, wow, just wow. And then they were also talking about the punter. You guys haven't talked about the punter?
The 82-yard punt.
82-yard punt. Whoa.
I got to give my boy Garrett
some
credit.
They recover.
I got to give Garrett some credit on that.
Why?
When I didn't know who this guy was.
Dude, he...
They recover.
Hey, y'all may know I don't study punters. Listen, I stay in my lane. But geez,
that was a home run.
Really,
that was a home run.
You gonna like him? I see he's left footed. What did I tell you? He's a left footed guy.
But doesn't that make it more difficult for the returners getting those left footed punters?
Right. But I didn't think of that. Gary called it to my attention. I mean, that's why you gotta have smart
friends.
He's talked
about that before.
Well, Brian Gutekunst, he hit a home run.
Yeah, he did.
He recovered.
But I don't think nobody saw it the way you saw it. At the time, knew it was going to be like this.
Guy's a stud, no question. Hey, Young Express, they're studs too. The company we talk about so much.
You know a little bit of stuff.
Continuing to grow. Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company? How about a company that's been in business over 30 years, currently looking to add company straight truck drivers? For me, talking about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online. They're looking for people to work local to the Milwaukee area. No overnights. Minimum 1 year continuous straight truck driving experience. Familiarity with DOT regulations. Clean background and driving record. When you can expect 40 to 55 hours per week, Monday through Friday. 99% no-touch freight. Just drive, baby.
I like that.
All dock-to-dock. No home deliveries. Health insurance, 401k with company match, and profit sharing. No truck jumping. And my favorite part, you get a new truck every 4 years, a brand new truck. Personal days and vacation days. Apply for the position at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Leroy Butler drives me nuts. C. Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler, love him though. Boo books are back at Wendy's. Each $1 book.
I can't wait.
Comes with 5 coupons for a free Junior Frosty and 1 bonus Wendy's app offer for free any size fry with any purchase. Boo books are perfect for handing out to trick or treaters or keeping and treating yourself. Plus, proceeds support the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, help find forever families for children in foster care. Boo books are sold at Wendy's until Halloween of 2021. That's October 34th, or until supplies last and can be redeemed until New Year's Eve.
So
of
we'll do
2021.
Boo Books sponsor poll on Friday. Your scariest movie in your lifetime. So when you're little, grown, whatever.
Right. We're going to continue to talk about this Packers team. We're going to talk more about the actual Packers defense and how much credit you're willing to give to Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, considering how well this defense is playing, Leroy, with all these guys out.
Yeah.
I mean, you were without both your starting corners yesterday, without Za'Darius Smith. Preston Smith was banged up at one point. Mm-hmm. Some guy named Garvin showed up and popped on film for the first time. He's been there the whole time, but nobody knew who the hell
he was.
Right. So, Dean Lauer, you brought up. So, we'll talk about all that coming up next. Wendy's Big Show served up
Let's
hot and fresh.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.